Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. Rob, we've had a great show. We've been talking about a bunch of stuff, but here's what's interesting that people are now realizing. Many Canadians are looking at their portfolios and they're going, I haven't made money for multiple years now. Mm-hmm. You look at the indexes of the S&P 500 or the TSX, and the value of those indexes are the exact same spot as they were 30 months ago, 2.5 years ago. Frustration is building up. And at the same time, you have interest rates that are very attractive from where they've been over the last 15 years. And people are deciding to, should I stay or should I go?
Well, I think the concept of time is an interesting one, because you said 30 months and we've been up and down how many times in between that, where if you are watching it or have the feeling, you feel like you're up, you feel like you're down, but over the long term, you lose that.
Here was a conversation I had with a listener of this show. Faisal, if I left the beginning of 2021, when we were allowed to leave and from the pandemic and just left and didn't look at the markets, and I come back today, I'd look and say, we haven't made a dime. There has been no growth in the markets. My response to that individual was, well, what are you investing in? Mm-hmm. Well, the markets. What kind of markets? Stock markets. Okay. Are you investing in stocks or the stock market? And the response was, what do you mean? And I think this is what people are needing to get in their minds about what are they investing in? Mm-hmm. Earlier in the show today, we were talking about purpose and passion. Let's focus on purpose.
Yeah.
Every investment you have in your portfolio has a purpose. At least it should. Now, most people will say, I invest in the stock market for the purpose so I can retire and I can live off my savings. Okay.
So do you mean broad-based investing index-wise?
Exactly. What a great question. When you start analyzing people's portfolios and you listen to what they say of why they're investing in that, they will say, stock market. You never hear that when you say, hey, do you own real estate? Yeah. So you just own the real estate market. They say, I own a home. I own a building. I own an apartment. I own a condo. They don't say, I own the real estate market. Mm-hmm.
Well, like, it's interesting when you go to buy a home, right? You don't go say, I'm going to buy the Calgary real estate market. I'm going to buy a house in Calgary. You don't say that. You may say that at the start, but then what is the purpose of buying that specific house for your family, whether it be location, whether it be for size, bedrooms, growing a family, all of those things.
Purpose, right?
Yeah.
So I think people need to understand, when we manage our clients' money, we're just not investing in the market. We're investing in companies. We're not investing in, and I'll use your analogy of the real estate market, we're not investing in the real estate market. We're investing in homes. Mm-hmm. We're investing in actual properties. And why you choose certain investments to be in your portfolio has the same criteria as why you buy a home.
Yeah. Close to schools.
So let me ask you. You and your family, you're homeowners here in mm-hmm. the city. Why did you buy the house that you bought?
So I can be close to come down here and do media. No, I'm just joking. So that's one of them. But be close to work is mm-hmm. one of them. Education for a growing family is other. So are we close to the schools we want to be around? Those are the two major ones.
Yep.
Is it big enough? And obviously price.
Isn't that interesting how when the average Canadian who buys a home doesn't look at that way in the same way that when they buy investments. Mm-hmm. Because if you said to your real estate agent, I just want to be owning the real estate market. I just want to buy me a house that grows in value, the end. It may not fit your objectives.
Right.
It may not be close to work. It may not be close to schools. It may not be the right size. It may not. And every single piece of real estate in this city, in every city, varies in value from time to time. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the same thing in the stock market? We should get away from looking at buying the stock market to start buying companies.
Well, I'm going to throw it back to you because you're the growth guy, right?
Yeah.
So if you're thinking top-down approach to when you get down to your stock picking portion, right? When you get down through your sectors and allocation.
Yeah.
Tell me what you go through in your decision-making process.
So literally it's mathematical. When you go down and you look at the economy dictates how we allocate between different asset classes, between geographical locations. But the selection of the companies that we invest in is a mathematical approach using 600 factors that determine, is this company going to meet the needs that we need to get to reach our goals for our clients?
Right.
And what's the risk on the downside? And then every time you add more and more companies to the portfolio, are you attracting more risk, detracting risk? Are you able to capture the upside? And that's why we're well diversified globally. Mm-hmm. It's the same reason of why you buy a house. You want to have the right number of rooms. You want to have the right location. You want to have the right price. You want to have the ability to meet your long-term views, because people don't buy homes to own it for a year. We don't buy businesses to own it for a year. People buy stock to trade. We buy businesses. And when you buy businesses, there's going to be points in time where things don't always grow at the rate that you want it to, just like every homeowner's experienced owning a home. But over the time that you expect that to become into true fruition, that will meet your goals.
Right. And the purpose of you picking certain companies now for people in retirement is going to be different than the analogy of when you buy a house in your 30s to when you potentially buy a house in your 60s.
Right. And the frustration of the markets, the portfolio, my accounts, whatever, however you look at it, haven't made money for years, maybe I need to change what I'm doing, is worth a look. 100% worth the look. But let's tie it back to the retirement plan that you have, and if you don't have one, start there. Then what is the investment strategy that gives you the highest probability of success to get you there? Because nothing's 100% certain. Nothing. And then have your security selection, your investment selection. So is GICs the right thing? Maybe. Is high interest savings account at interest rates today the right thing? Maybe. Is individual companies to invest into? Maybe. We have a 5-pillar investment strategy. There's a reason why we have 5 pillars and not just 1 or 2. These 5 pillars are what pension plans do since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And they've been successful at meeting the objectives of their pensioners over the existence of time. So why are they successful at it, and why are Canadians doing something different? And that's where I think we need to talk about. We're going to talk about that, the approach to the 5 pillars. How do we get there at our upcoming seminar?
Next one will happen on Tuesday, November 7th at 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Don't forget to register for that, because we're definitely going to talk about what's happening in the world, the economy, and how to position this 5-pillar approach to meet your goals. That's going to be coming up on November the 7th. And again, on behalf of Rob, myself, Faisal, and the entire team here at More Than Money, I want to thank you for joining us. Don't forget to go to our website for more information at morethanmoneyradio.com. Thank you once again, and we'll see you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.